Cayuga Lake and replace it with solar power and battery storage, rather than blindly following the current plan, which is to swap out the coal for fracked gas, which would be trucked in from Pennsylvania, and it would just keep on burning fossil fuels. As such, No Frack Gas Cayuga is but one star today in a whole galaxy of us, this kind of meteoric climate movement here in New York that's blazing brightly and loud for the governor to hear and not ignore. All together, from the shores of the Finger Lakes to the shores of Long Island, we are saying that Governor Cuomo's promise for a Green New Deal for the Empire State must begin with a halt on new and proposed fossil fuel infrastructure. As Hurricane Sandy showed us, the state of our state is a function of the state of our climate, and the state of our climate is a state of emergency. In today's news, we learn that the Antarctic ice sheet is melting much more rapidly than we thought, leading to much more rapid sea level rise. And in October, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change showed us that if we want to solve that problem, we cannot just deal with carbon dioxide, but we must rapidly reduce methane as well, which means no more fracking and no more fracking infrastructure projects. And we're asking New York to lead the way. Governor Cuomo can be the climate leader that we need, but to do so, he needs to oppose the other wall, the wall of climate denial, the wall of climate delay, the wall of climate half measures. Governor Cuomo, your legacy rests on dismantling that wall. Governor Cuomo, we don't want an empty, vague promise. We want 100% renewable energy by 2030 in accordance with the science and the IPCC. We want no more fossil fuel projects, and we want a just transition for our workers. That's what dismantling the wall of climate denial means. Thank you.
Mayor, who's also on the board of Clearwater.
Listen, it's a real honor to be here at this particular state of the state. We have sent one of the most radical delegations of new Congress folks who are already changing the debate, and they are carrying forward a message that is really old as the state of New York. We talk about a Green New Deal. Well, the New Deal, the jobs in the New Deal, was what built our Civilian Conservation Corps, and that's what built the infrastructure of our national parks. So we know about making work, putting America to work, investing in America, and creating legacy and assets. Now, fast forward that 70 years later, we need a new Green New Deal that will save the planet. And saving the planet requires us to go 100% renewable now. It requires us to go and take a stand against all carbon. Fracked gas is not cleaner, it's dirtier, and making New York State the gas highway, the gas pipeline corridor, is a mistake. That is not trying to save the planet, that is destroying the planet. We need to take Sister Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's message to our state assembly, our state legislator, to make sure that they put forward the progressive legislation that A, ends our dependency upon carbon, B, puts New Yorkers together and building that green infrastructure, and C, and this is very, very important, and our dependence upon nuclear. Nuclear is not a clean energy. They like to do the flim-flam of saying, well, it's not emitting, as they say, particulates, and it's not emitting carbon. When we talk about clean energy and sustainable energy, it is from cradle to grave, from the fuel that goes in to the waste that comes out. And nuclear is not a clean energy, it's not a clean fuel, and more importantly, it is one of the most hazardous and deadliest substances known to human and all species kind. We want green jobs. When do we want them? Now. What do we want? Green jobs. When do we want them? Now.
Great honor to introduce Mark Dunley. I'm going to take his mic in a second with the Green Education and Legal Fund. So I'll turn it over to you, Mark.
So the IPCC says we got 12 years left.
11 now.
To save life on this planet. Is New York State moving fast enough?
No.
Do we need Governor Cuomo to say no to all fossil fuel infrastructure?
Yes!
Do we need the governor and the state legislature to say now is the time to invest in solar?
Yes!
In wind?
Yes.
In geothermal?
Yes.
In conservation?
Yes.
Now, one thing the governor wants to do is he wants to put more gas turbines about a mile from here in a low-income neighborhood in order to power this building. Is that a good idea? No. We should stop that and move to geothermal and to solar and wind. Now, it was kind of nice to hear the governor say that he wants a Green New Deal. But I don't think he yet wants a Green New Deal like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Howie Hawkins yet. So we need to give him a little push on that. We want 100% clean energy now, 100% by 2030 for all energy, no nukes, no fossil fuels, no biomass. But we also need a just transition and an economic bill of rights.
Two more speakers, and then, as Mark said, I think Assemblymember Colton will come by. But I'm now excited to introduce Todd Fernandez. Todd has been leading Climate Mondays, and he's here today repping 350 NYC. I'll turn it over to Todd.
If there were a meteorite heading to the planet, all eyes would be focusing on the clock. How much time do we have to save humanity from destruction? Why are we not looking at the carbon clock? The pollution that we are pumping into the air right now, our pollution, is going to lock in a course of global warming that is going to destroy life on Earth as we know it. We have 12 years worth of more of our pollution on our watch. And we need to set that emergency timeline in the front of every media report, of every politician in America. And we need to watch every day as if it was one of our last.
Chick Saint Energy.
Women speaking, right? We need more women speaking. We have the solutions. Repeat. We have the solutions. We have the solutions.
We have the solutions.
Why they're not being implemented is because of the corporate utilities and because Governor Cuomo wants to serve the banks before the people. We need true energy democracy. We know we don't need more fracked gas power plants. We know we don't need more pipelines. We can use geothermal. We can use air source heat pumps. We have the solutions. We can make all of our buildings energy retrofitted. We have the solutions. We have to organize ourselves in a way where the only way to move the people in that room is to threaten their power.
This was as close as I could.
Are you the leader of this gang? Are you the leader of...
This is as close as I could get to being
for
there.
A long time, I used
this
to go to
was
bed
as close.
For a long time, I used to go to bed.
To me, saucy condiments are...
For a long time?
To me,
For a long time, I used to go to bed early. For a long time, I used to go to bed early. For a long time, I used to go to bed early.
Most Americans,
it's fun to cook with buffalo chips.
It's fun to cook with buffalo chips.
Like most Americans, I can't shake the fish.
The intersection is mutual. The condition complex. The intersection is mutual.
My father asked me to describe the painting once more. It hasn't changed since the last time I said. My father asked me to describe the painting once.
I promised you know. The intersection is mutual.
I promised you know. It wouldn't be right to break my promise. I promised you know, and it wouldn't be right to break my promise. I promised you know, and it wouldn't be right to break my promise. I promised you know.
The only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once.
This big clumsy woke up.
The only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen.
Reached out an arm to turn off his alarm clock.
The only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once.
Mr. Clumsy woke up.
My father asked me to describe it.
Harriet was born about 1820. Her slave parents.
Message to me from my
most
American self.
Oh my God, Bumquist. Cute bang whistle, is that really you?
It's much worse than you could imagine.
Oh my God, Bumquist Cue Bang Whistle, is that really you?
It's much worse than you could imagine.
Bumquist Cue Bang Whistle, is that really you? Oh my God.
Hercules Fosby's birth in a strange way.
Hercules fought these birds in a strange way. Hercules fought these birds in a strange way. Hercules fought
on the great activity.
These birds. Hercules.
The patched roof.
Hercules.
More information on the great activity beneath the patched roof.
It all seems so neat.
More information on the great activity.
Sung that long as I can remember.
Often mused that the crime rate in Venice was low, one of the lowest in Italy. Brunetti often mused that the crime rate
Stephen, once again seated beside his father in the corner of one the railway. Stephen once again
and do you know why little Miss
Stephen once again seated the crime by
and do you
father.
Know why little Miss Scary did this? She did it for fun. And do you know why little Miss Scary did this? She did this for fun. And do you know why little Miss
Scary Stephen once again seated beside his father
and do you know why Brunetti often mused that the crime rate in Venice was low.
In 6 weeks, candidate Truman visited 119 counties in Missouri by car. In 6 weeks, candidate Truman visited 119 counties.
Just wait until you have children of your own. Just wait until you have children of your own.
After all,
just wait until you have children of your own.
50 years.
In 6 weeks, candidate Truman visited 119 counties in Missouri by car.
I don't know.
Like most Americans, I can't shake the feeling that our democracy is a bun's worst enemy. To me, a saucy condiment is a bun's worst enemy. To me, a saucy condiment is a bun's worst enemy.
Like most Americans, I can't shake the feeling that this our democracy has gone seriously awry.
Mr. Clumsy woke up, reached out an arm to turn off his alarm clock. Mr. Clumsy woke up and reached out an arm to turn off his alarm clock.
I promised you that it wouldn't be right to break my promise.
Thank you.
Joseph Mallet, William Turner's Fantasies in Color, shot through the
leader of this gang. As I can get him to be there.
Missouri, this card. In 6 weeks, candidate Truman, then 119.
Hooded, they drew blank. Restaurant awnings. Balancing his eyes.
Joseph Mallard, William Turner's Fantasies in Color shot through with
him. Are you the leader of this gang? Are you the leader of this gang? This was as close as I could get to being there.
By car. In 6 weeks, candidate Truman visited 109.
His eyelids drooped like restaurant owners.
This was the closest I could get to being there. This was the closest I could get to being there. This was the closest I could get to being there. This was the closest I could get to being there.
Barbara Heinzen is a long-term strategist and scenario planner with a successful 30-year practice working with corporations, government departments, and civil society organizations in Asia, Africa, Latin America, Europe, and the USA. In recent years, she has been working on two multi-stakeholder projects concerning the future of energy, one in East Africa and the other in Pennsylvania, USA. In 2011, Barbara returned to the USA from central London after buying 20 acres of land along the Hudson River on the boundary of the town of Coymans and Baltimore, New York. Her property is also part of a larger experiment, learning to manage land for environmental benefit while creating economic returns for doing so. She is also a volunteer, environmental activist, and advocate in the community. And Barbara joins us now to talk about the town of Coymans local law number one, Clean Air Bill. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Doing great, thank you.
And so we understand this local law is expected to come to a vote in the next few weeks. Can you tell us a bit more about this bill and why it's so important?
Yeah, this is a bill in the town of Coymans. So practice your pronunciation, please. and Coymans, about a year ago in December, got word that the Hartford, Connecticut was had a proposal to send a considerable amount of their municipal trash to the Lafarge plant in Ravenna, which is part of Coymans, for burning. And this was just before Christmas, and there was a press conference organized between the town of Coymans and the county of Albany. And in that press conference, Judith Eng spoke and said, burning trash in a cement plant is very hazardous. You get very bad air emissions. These are bad for human health, and you don't want them in your town. So the objection to this proposal was quite severe, and the plan was dropped by the Connecticut authorities. They decided they would not send their trash for burning to the Lafarge cement plant in Ravenna. And that was over a year ago. Following that event, the town board asked the man who had alerted them that this was coming along to help them draft a law that is now the clean air law that's being considered in the town of Coymans. And that's what is going on now. It's just being sent for review to Albany County and should be coming back to the town in the next month or so.
And so when the town went to pass this or move to introduce this legislation, were they consulting outside groups for advice, or where did the baseline for this legislation come from?
The legislation came from a man called Mike Ewall, who was the one who heard about the Connecticut proposal and warned Albany County and the town of Coymans that this was a possibility. He's a trained lawyer. He's been an environmental activist for 25 or 30 years, and he's particularly focused on the management of garbage and landfills and the incineration of hazardous waste. So he's got a long track record of following this issue, learning about the chemistry, learning about the industrial processes, and he is the one who put together the law with the help of the town of Coymans and the town's own lawyer. So the town board and Mike and the town's lawyer worked on this law together, which was published last year sometime and had its public hearing in August.
So how is it possible that a local town can pass legislation on air pollution? Isn't that something that the state and federal, isn't that something that should be passed through federal and state environmental laws?
Well, there's something wonderfully unique here in New York. It's also true in Pennsylvania, where Mike Ewall is based, that we have a principle called home rule. And that means that the local authority, like the town of Queemans, can pass a stricter environmental law than the ones that exist at the state level or the federal level. They can't pass a weaker law, but our home rule gives us the authority to pass a law that has stricter provisions for environmental control.
And so what specifically kind of restrictions are we going to see in this legislation?
There are two kinds of restrictions that are proposed here. One is that anybody who wants to can burn rubbish here, but they can't burn a lot of it. And if they're burning more than 1 ton or less than 25 tons, between 1 and 25 tons of waste, they have to then monitor 19 different chemicals and compounds that could come out of their smokestack. So it's limited first in terms of how much waste can be burnt, and secondly in terms of the need to monitor the emissions from the smokestack that are coming from the burning of this waste. And so it ends up looking at 19 various toxins, including dioxins and volatile organic compounds, carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, and sulfur oxides. So it's various compounds that we have pretty good reason to believe can affect human health, especially causing cancer and other slow evolving diseases, autism, multiple sclerosis perhaps. The research is not great on this, but we believe it's a hazard we don't want to run in this community.
Well, you just mentioned some of the health risks that folks would face if they continue to incinerate waste, as well as some of the environmental effects. What is the opposition to this bill?
The opposition from the bill is coming from the Lafarge cement plant, who had a permit in 2006 that they agreed with the DEC to burn tires in their cement plant. The burning of tires for cement is something that began when the oil price and the fossil fuel prices were running up before 2007 and 8. And as they thought they're going to be facing much higher fossil fuel prices, they were looking around for other forms of fuel, not just Lafarge, but a lot of companies that were making cement. And they decided to start burning tires. So they began looking for ways of burning tires, and a lot of laws were passed that said it's okay to burn tires, and that this would keep tires out of landfill, and that this was a good thing to do. Now, it may well be a good thing to do, but if you're going to burn tires, I don't think it's unreasonable to say we want you to monitor what is coming out of the smokestack. And for the time being, we're going to limit the amount of waste